Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf 41, daf Mem Aleph. We left off at the bottom of the page on Mem Amud Bet 40b. Today's class should be for the refuah, shalema of all the chonim, ubichlalam, chamdam, rechom ha'chon nevzana, al-melchan, ucham, rifqa, shalom, anonim, shalom, anonim, יפה בת דברה, רבקה בן יחיד, רבקה בן יוסף, רבקה בן יוסף, משה בן חנה, תחילה. משה בן חנה, יפה בן מרים, יהודה בן יפה, חיה בת שרה בת שמחה, רבקה בן חנה, שמחה בן מלכה, מרים בן יחיד, שמחה בן חנה, למנה יוסף, בן חנה, ובגדה בברכה. תן בן יוסף, יוסף בן יפה, יוסף בן יפה, יוסף בן יפה, יוסף בן יפה, דניה בן יוסף בן יפה, 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 יוסף ולהבדיל לנשמע בחד אליהו, דינה בת אברהם, תמר מלכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאה, אליהו בן יוסף, יעקב בן יצחק, בן רוחד, בן שומר, תחם בן יהושע, יהושע בן חזקאל, דוד בן יוסף, דוד בן ידידיה, אפרים בן יהודה, להבדיל לנשמע דבורה, בת מרים. אוקיי. We are at the bottom.
If you can add Meir ben David HaKohen until Friday.
Meir ben David HaKohen. Okay, we are at the bottom of page 40, Mem Amud Bet. At the bottom of the page, we said yesterday in the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol Omed Mekabel VeKore. He stood, he received the Torah, and he would start reading. So the Gemara says, Omed Michlal DeYoshevu. Okay, from the fact that it's saying that he stood, that means that he was sitting originally. So is that are you allowed to sit in the Beit HaMikdash? Veha Amar Mor, Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Ela LeMalchevet David Bilvad. You're not allowed to sit in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash unless you're from the kings of Beit David, which he was not. So how is he allowed? Tu shenemar vayavo hamelech David vayeshet b'fnei Adonai vayomer mi anochi. So he's saying only David and kings from David are allowed to sit in the Azhara. So the Gemara says, k'da'amar Rav Chista be'ezrat nashim. Like Rav Chista says, no, they were reading in the Ezrat Nashim, in the women's section, in the women's part. And there, in the women's part, it was pretty much considered like chol, and so therefore they were allowed to sit. So hachanami be'ezrat nashim. So to over here, it is in the women's part. Over here, the word metive is supposed to be erased. It's a different girsah, it should not be here. Vehechan korinbo. It's supposed to say, and where would they read? Ba'azara, in the courtyard. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov omer b'harabayit. He says, no, in harabayit. Shneimar v'yikra bo lifnei rechov asher lifnei shar hamayim. Okay, Amar Rav Chista be'ezrat nashim. Rav Chista says, it goes like the opinion of Rav Chista in Ezrat Nashim. So it was really, it took place, the Kohen Gadol was reading in the Ezrat Nashim, and that's why it wasn't a problem for him to be sitting. V'kore acharei mot ve'ach be'asor. And he reads, we spoke about the Mishnah, what he reads. So the Gemara says, Ermini, we have a contradiction. Middalgin b'navi ve'in middalgin b'torah. You're allowed to skip in the Navi, but you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. Meaning you're not allowed to jump. So how can he go from Acharemot to Ach Be'asor? He's jumping from one part to another part, from one parasha to another parasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Lakashya. It's not difficult. Kan b'chdei shelo yifsok haTorgeman, kan b'chdei shelo yifsok haTorgeman. In those times, they used to have the Torah reader, and they used to have a translator, the Meturgeman. So it took time for the translator to translate each pasuk. So in the meantime, while the translator was translating, The Baal Koreh, he moved the parasha to get to the next spot, and by the time he finished translating, he was already at the next spot. So it didn't cause any delay, it wasn't any Torah Tzibur. So therefore the distinction is, if he's able to get to that next part before the translator finishes, he's allowed to. Otherwise, he's not allowed to. That's the distinction. So the Gemara says, V'ha ketane, it's a girsa change, ketane, medalgim menavi, ve'in medalgim betorah. We skip in the Navi, in the Haftarah, but not in the Torah. Ve'ad kama medalgin, and what are you allowed to skip in the Navi? Ad kadesh shelo yifsok haTurgeman. For the Haftarah, we say you're allowed to skip until it takes the translator to finish. So what can you imply by the Torah? Michlal de batorah klal klal lo. You can understand that in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip anything. You shouldn't skip anything. So the Gemara says, Ela amar abaye la kashya. It's not difficult. Kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. It depends if it's one topic or two topics. If it's two topics, you're right. You're not supposed to skip in the Torah. But if it's one topic, all of this was talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So therefore, he's allowed to skip from one topic to the next, as long as he's going to get there within the time frame of the translator. V'hatanya, and we have a Braita. Usually, V'hatanya is coming to ask. It's coming to ask a question. Over here, Rashi says Benichuta. It's coming to support what we're saying. The Braita says Midalgin b'Torah b'inyan echad. You can skip in the Torah when it's one topic, when Navi b'shnei inyanin, and in the Haftar, in the Navi, when it's two topics, v'kan v'kan v'kdei shelo yifsok haTurgeman, and it has to be within the time frame that the translator has not yet finished. Ve'in medalgin min navi le-navi. You're not allowed to skip from one prophet to another prophet. Uve-navi shoshne masar medalgin. But in the book of Treasar, the 12 Nevi'im, that's really, it was made into one book, but it's really 12 different Nevi'im. In that book, you're allowed to skip from one Navi to another. Uvilvad shelo yidaleg misof ha-sever l'tchilato. As long as you don't jump from the end of the book to the beginning. Rashi says, what does that mean, from the end to the beginning? Limafrea, like backwards. You can't go backwards, right? You can always go, only go forwards. You can skip in the book of Treasar, but don't go backwards. Then we said in the Mishnah, he closes the Torah and he holds it in his lap, in his chest. So the Gemara says, and he reads the next part, Ba'al Peh. And then he tells them, this is not everything I read to you is written here, there's much more here. So the Gemara says, Bechol kach lama. Why does he have to say all of this? The Gemara says, Shelo lehotzi la'az al sefer Torah. To not bring out false understanding of the Torah and make the Torah seem like it's chas v'shalom, not real. Why? Because people may come to say, oh, this parasha that he's reading by heart, it's not written in the Torah, and the Torah is messed up, chas v'shalom. So therefore he says to them, no, it's written here, I'm just reading out loud, I'm not going all the way there, I'm just reading to you by heart. And he says, ve'asor she'vechomash ha'pekudim kore al peh, he reads this part from by heart. So the Gemara says, v'lecherche le sefer v'lecherche, why doesn't he just turn the book, turn the chumash, and get to the part in the Torah where he reads, ve'asor. So Amar Avuna bar Yehuda, Amar Av Sheshet, because we don't turn the Sefer Torah in the Tzibur, meaning if you have to get from one part to another part and it's a far distance, we don't do that during the Tzibur. It causes a Torah Tzibur, causes a delay in the Minyan, and we don't want to deter the Minyan and delay the Minyan in that situation. So therefore, this is a halakha also, a person should be careful, obviously if you're a Gabbai, to make sure that all of the Torah parts are in their proper spots before you get to the Torah reading, so that when you get to the Torah reading, you don't cause a delay in the Minyan. Okay, why don't they just bring another Sefer Torah? You don't need to roll. Just bring another Torah and let them read from there. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar, mishum pegamosh al rishon. If they bring another Sefer Torah, what are people going to think? Ah, the first Sefer Torah maybe wasn't kosher now. They're bringing a second Torah out, so maybe the first one wasn't good. Rish Lakish amar, lefisha in mevarchin barcha she'inat zricha. He says, no, it's because you're not allowed to make an unnecessary blessing. If they have to open a new Torah, now they have to make a new bracha, and it's not necessary. So therefore he says, just read it ba'al peh. Umi chayshin in the pegama, are we really worried for people to think that the first Sefer Torah is pagum? V'har ma'ar Rabbi Yitzchak Nabcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevet shechaliot b'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Tevet, during Chanukah, falls out on Shabbat, Maybe shalosh Torah. We take out three Torahs. We kore achat minyano shel yom. The first one is the parasha. Ve'achat shel Rosh Chodesh. Second one is the Rosh Chodesh. Ve'achat shel Chanukah. And the third one is about Chanukah. So what do you see from there? It's okay to bring out multiple Sifrei Torah. So the Gemara says, Tlata gavrei betlata Sifrei leika pegama. If there's three people and there's three Torahs, there's no problem. But chad gavra betrayed Sifrei ika pegama. If it's one person and he's reading from two Torahs, now people may come to say that the first Torah, maybe Chas V'Shalom, is Pagum, and that's why they're bringing out a second one. If it's two people, even it's fine, but it needs to be a separate bracha, for a separate aliyah, separate person for each Torah. Just derech agav, why do we read the parasha first, then Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah? It's because we go, something is a concept, tadir v'she'ino tadir. We always do the most common thing first in Judaism. So if you have two options of mitzvah, you do the more common one first, or if there's a biblical over a rabbinical, you always do the biblical one first. But in this regard, they're all the same level, it's just more so the one that's more common. Parasha takes place every week. Rosh Chodesh is once a month, and Chanukah is once a year, it's 8 days a year. So therefore the most common is parasha, that's Shavuah. Then it's Rosh Chodesh, then we read Chanukah. It goes to order in Tadir. Umivarech alei ha'shmoni brachot. He says the eight blessings. Tanu Rabbanan. Mivarechin al Torah, kederek shemivarechin mi Beit HaKnesset. The same way you make the bracha in the Beit HaKnesset, that's how he would do it. Val avodah, on a service like Retzeh. Val ahoda'a, for thanks, like Modim. Val mechilat avon, and mechilat avon ketiknan. All the way it's established, I think that's keneged, let's say, atav echartanu. Al hamikdash bifnei atzmo, for the Beit HaMikdash, you would say a separate bracha. Ve'al ha'kohanim bifnei atzman, for the kohanim a separate bracha. Al Yisrael bifnei atzman, for Yisrael separate bracha. Ve'al Yerushalayim bifnei atzma, and for Yerushalayim a separate bracha. Ve'ashar tefila, we said the remainder is all tefila. So Tanu Rabbanan, hashar tefila, techina, it's techina, rina is like a type of praise, ubakasha is a request. Sha'amecha Yisrael tzirchin livashea, that your nation Israel needs salvation. V'chotem shomea tefila, and he finishes the bracha by saying shomea tefila. Mikan ve'elach kol echad ve'echad mevi sefer Torah mitoch beito ve'koreh bo. From this point on, everyone who wants can bring a sefer Torah. So bring a sefer Torah, and he reads it in the Azara. V'chol kach lama, why do we do that? Kedei laharot chazuto l'rabim, to show the beauty of the sefer Torah in public, to show how beautiful our sefer Torah is. Okay, new Mishnah. Parashat ha-melech ketzad. What is the parashat of the king? What is it referring to? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. At the end of the first days of Yom Tov, of Chag, what's Chag? When it refers to Chag in the Gemara, what is it referring to? Chag HaSukkot. Very good. There's Pesach, Shavuot, as Atzeret, Matzot, Atzeret, and Chag. Chag is Sukkot. Bashmini, on the 8th, over here it seems like the 8th year, even though it seems like the 8th day, it's really the 8th year. But Motzei Shavit, at the end of the 7th year, Osin lo bima shel etz ba'azara. He makes a bima of wood in the courtyard. V'hu yoshev aleha, and he sits on it. Shneimar miketz sheva shanim b'moed, that after the 7th year, Chazan HaKnesset notel sefer Torah, not the Rosh HaKnesset. The Chazan HaKnesset takes the sefer Torah and gives it to the Rosh HaKnesset, the one above him. V'Rosh HaKnesset notel sgan. The Rosh HaKnesset gives it to the backup Kohen Gadol. V'sgan notel Kohen Gadol. The second gives it to the Kohen Gadol. V'Kohen Gadol notel Melech, and the Kohen Gadol gives the sefer Torah to the king. V'Amelech omed u'mekabel v'korei yoshev. And the king stands up, he receives the Torah, and then he reads while sitting. He sits back down. Okay? Agrippas HaMelech, Agrippas the king, Amad v'kibel v'kara omed. He stood and he received the Torah and he read standing. V'shivchu chachamim, and the chachamim praised him. So Rashi says, who is Agrippas? Melech Israel haya, he was a Melech Israel. Mizaro shel Hordus, he was from the king, from the children of Hordus. V'hu shenechrav Beit HaMikdash b'yamav, and the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed during his days. So so the Gemara says, "Ukshiyigia lelo tuchal latet alecha ish nochri." When he got to the pasuk that you're not allowed to place upon yourself ish nochri, zalgu enav dmaot, his eyes started pouring out tears. He started crying because this makes him pasul. He came from slave. So this pasuk makes him pasul to be a king. So he started crying when he read this pasuk. Amrullah, they said to him, Al titere Agrippas, achinu ata achinu. They said, don't cry, don't worry. You are a brother, you are a brother. V'korem itchilat ela advarim, they read from ela advarim ad shema, until shema, ushma v'hayayim shamoa, aser ta aser, ki techalela aser, parashat ha-melech, parashat ha-melech, u'brachot v'klalot, ad shekomer kol ha-parashah. Until he finishes the whole parashah, he reads all of these things. Okay? Brachot shekoen gadol mevarech otan. The brachot that the Kohen Gadol makes, HaMelech Mevarech Otan, the king makes as well. Ela shenoten shel regalim tachan mechilat ha'avon. But he makes one blessing instead of the mechila of the sins. He makes a blessing of regalim, which is Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim. That's one of his 8 berachot. This is what he would do instead of the Kohen Gadol's bracha of mechilat ha'avon on Yom Kippur. Okay, the Gemara begins. Bashmini salkadatach, do you really think it means on the eighth day? Ema b'shminit. The Gemara says, no, not in the 8th. It means the 8th year. It's referring to the 8th year. It says, v'kol hanei lamali. Why do we need all of these different phrases in the pasuk? It says, v'asof miketz sheva shanim, shmita, all of these different phrases. Why does it say all these things? So the Gemara says, tzricha, you need all of them. Di katav rachmanam miketz. If it would have only said at the end, hava amena nimnu mehashta, I would have thought you can start counting from now. What is from now? Rashi says, Mishnat Arbaim Bahala, from the 40th year and on, Shabarvod Moav Neemra Parashat Zo, in Arvod Moav, this is when this parasha was read. Va'afagav Delomi Tarmei B'Shmita, even if it didn't take place in Shmita, but the Pasuk says Shmita. So I would have thought you can even start counting from now. Va'afagav Delomi Tarmei B'Shmita, the Gemara says, even though Shmita is not taking place yet. So Katav Rachmana Shmita, that's why it says Shmita, that no, it has to be during Shmita, the 7th year. V'katav rachmana shmita. If it would have said only shmita, av amena besof shmita, I would have thought it's referring to the end of shmita before Rosh Hashanah, before the 8th year began, because it says miketz sheva shanim, the end of the 7th year. So maybe I would have thought before the end of the year. So that's why it says katav rachmana b'moed. It says b'moed. V'katav b'moed. If it would have only said b'moed, av amena merish shata, I would have thought it's from Rosh Hashanah we start. Katav rachmana b'chag Sukkot. That's why it says chag Sukkot. No, it has to take place during Sukkot. Ve'iz katav rachmana b'chag ha-sukkot. If it would have only wrote during Sukkot, hava amina afilu mi yom tov ha-acharon. I would have thought even the last day of Yom Tov. Katav rachmana b'vo kol Yisrael. When all of Yisrael comes, flipping the amud me'ad chalta de moed. It must be from the start of the moed, and it can't be, Rashi says, umiu b'yom tov lo, she'en tikuna bima docha lo et shabbat lo et yom tov. They're not allowed to build the bima on Shabbat and Yom Tov, so they wait for the end of the first days of Yom Tov, and only then do they do this. V'chazan ha-kneset notel sefer Torah v'notno l'rosh ha-kneset, he gives it to the next level. So the Gemara now brings a raya that we brought yesterday. Shema mina cholkin kavod le'talmin. B'mkom harav, you learn from this, they're allowed to show honor to the student in front of the master, in front of the Rebbe, in front of the king. So Amar Abaye, no, kula mishum kvodo de melech. All of it is actually showing the honor of the king, showing how high level the king is. It's not showing honor to the student. V'hamelech omed mekabel v'korei yoshev, Agrippas ha-melech amanu kibel v'kara omed. Agrippas read the Torah standing. So the Gemara says, omed, the king stands, mikal di yoshev. It must mean that he was sitting. We learned that only from the kings of David were they allowed to sit in the Azara. So how is he allowed to sit? So the Gemara says, "Kidamar v'chisa bezat nashim." It's referring to in the Azara of the women, the nashim, ezrat nashim. Hachanami bezat nashim. So too over here, it's talking about ezrat nashim, and that's why he was allowed to sit. V'shimchu chachamim, and the chachamim praised Agrippa Samelch. Shibchu michlal de Shapir avad. They praised him. That means he did well. Is that right? Ha'amar Ravashi afilu lemanda amar nasi shemachala kevodo kevodo machol. Even according to the one who says, this is in Masach HaKiddushin, that a nasi who foregoes on his honor, he's allowed to forego on his honor. Whereas a melech shemachala kevodo ein kevodo machol. A king is not allowed to forego on his honor. How is Agrippas allowed to do this? How is he allowed to forego on his honor and pull himself down? So Shneimar Som Tasim Alecha Melech Shetehe Ematu Alecha. You have to place a king upon you, and he has to uphold himself at a high stature, so that he doesn't pull his forego his honor in any way, which Agrippas did. So the Gemara says Mitzvah Shane. He did it for a mitzvah. So a king would be allowed to do it if it was for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, he's allowed to forego his honor. Okay. Ukshayigel Lo Tuchal Latet. When he got to the pasuk of you're not allowed to put ish nochri, he started crying. So Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Natan, Veota Sha'a Nitchayvu Sonei Yisrael Kelaya, Shechenifu Lula Agrippas. At that moment, the Sonei Yisrael, the haters of Israel, it's really referring to Am Yisrael themselves. It doesn't want to speak bad about Am Yisrael, but it's referring to Am Yisrael themselves. They were liable to death, to destruction. Why? Because they flattered Agrippas. They gave him flattery. And flattery is a terrible thing. Amar Bishuma Min Chalafta, Miyom Shegavar Agrippa Shel Chanufa Nitavtu Hadinin. From the day that the strength of flattery got stronger in the world, the dinim, all of judgments became unstraight. V'nit kalkelu ha-ma'asim, and everyone's actions became corrupted. V'ein adam yachol lomar l'chavero ma'asai gidolim mima'asecha. Nobody could say to their friend, then my actions are greater than yours. Why? From the fact that you're not rebuking somebody who's sinning, every person has problems in their generation. So it's like nobody's able to be strong in what they're doing because everybody's always praising other people who are not deserving of praise and flattering others. Darash Rabbi Yehuda b'Omer Rava. Rabbi Yehuda from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, said, V'yitemer Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, some say it was Rabbi Shimon, mutar lachanif l'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. He says, you're allowed to flatter a wicked person in this world. Shneimar, lo yikare od len naval nadiv, don't call a vile person generous. Ulchilai lo yamer shoa, don't call him noble. So what did he imply from that? He implies from that, michlal de ba'olam hazeh sharei. Okay, but in this world you're allowed, that's later on. But in this world, it seems like you're allowed to flatter a rasha. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar, mehacha, he says, no, from this pasuk. Kirot penei Elohim vatirtzeni. Where does the pasuk say? It says, vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov is saying to Esav, your face looks like an angel, and you know, take my mincha for me. What was he doing? He was flattering him. So you're not allowed to do that. So he says, you're allowed to do that. You see, Yaakov did that. So the Gemara says, Upligad Rabbi Levi. They're arguing with the opinion of Rabbi Levi. Damar Rabbi Levi, Mashal she Yaakov ve'Esav lema davar domeh. What's the parable of Yaakov and Esav compared to? It's referring to a person who invites his friend over and he sees that the host wants to kill him. So what does he do? He says to him, "Amar lo ta'am tafshil zesh shani to'em ke tafshil she ta'amti beit ha-melech." So the guest says to the host, "This food, it tastes like the food that I had in the king's house." Now, what does the host think? Oh, he's friends with the king. So the guy gets scared. Amar yadale malka. He knows the king. He got scared and he doesn't kill him. So too Yaakov, what did Yaakov do? Yaakov says to Esav, "Your face looks like the face of an angel." What does Esav think? He knows the angels? Oh yeah, yeah, he knows the malachim. So he takes a step back and he doesn't kill him. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo chanufa mevi af la'olam. So we say, anybody who flatters people in this world, try to flatter people, you're bringing anger into the world. Shneimar mechanfei lev yasimu af. From flattery brings anger. Velo od ela she'en tefilato nishmat. A person's tefillah will not be answered. If you try to flatter people who are not deserving of it, not deserving of your praise, your prayers will not be answered. How do we know? Shneimar ki yishaveu ki asar lo yishaveu ki asaram. He won't listen. Hashem won't listen when we cry out to Him. When we're inflicted, when we have all these things, He's not going to listen to us. Why? Because we flatter other people. Maybe we never flatter other people. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick one minute recap. We started by talking about the Kohen Gadol and the Brachot and everything that he would do in the Azara. It was really in the Ezrat Nashim. That's why he was allowed to sit while reading the Torah and everything. Then we got the new Mishnah, talks about the Parashat HaMelech, what he would read. He would read all the same Brachot the Kohen Gadol would read, except he swapped out Mechilat HaAvon and he placed in Mechkadesh Yisrael VaAzmanim. As we got to the Gemara, we explained why it needs to use all these different terminologies. And then as we got to the Amud Bet, we started talking about Agrippa Samelech. Agrippa Samelech and the Chachamim started praising him and flattering him. And the Gemara started talking about, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to flatter a Rasha, let's say, in this world? Are you allowed to flatter a wicked person in this world? So the Gemara brought a Machloket. Machloket if you're allowed to flatter someone in this world. And we ended by seeing the story of Yaakov and Esav. According to Rabbi Levi, it wasn't flattery. He was trying to save himself from death. And that's what he was trying to do. But really, if a person does try to flatter someone, we're going to see tomorrow's daf also, B'zeh Hashem, one of the things that is very, very bad is flattery. But if someone flatters in this world and flatters people, they're not deserving of it. They bring af into the world. They bring anger and terrible things into this world. So we should never flatter people who are not deserving of it. Have a great day. Amen. Amen. Questions, comments?